which is a bigger challenge when he's, you know, catching the ball or when he's coming out of the backfield running.
You know, I think you got to start with running. You know, that's how he's made his name, and he really, you know, finds the hole well, hits it hard, drives his feet. So you got to, you know, get guys there and wrap him up.
How big the? I guess I should say, what do you attribute the missed tackles team wide to these past three games or so?
Attribute them to?
And what do you think the reason is for all these tackles?
Just not wrapping up the ball carrier and getting that done. I don't really know what else to attribute it to.
Is that something you guys need to do better, you think, tackling? Is that maybe one reason why you guys haven't been as good defensively?
That's part of it. Guys running to the ball, wrapping up, you know, finishing the guys off, not always making it a one-on-one tackle, just getting multiple people in.
That's probably true with all quarterbacks, but Palmer doesn't move a lot. Is it more imperative to get the heat on him quick?
I don't know. I don't call the plays. I just know if, you know, if we're rushing, then we got to get pressure on them. If we're covering, we got to, you know, cover the routes. So, you know, it's all going to match up. Rushing coverage, you can't have one without the other and be successful.
Do they try the deep ball more than other teams? It just seems like it's consistently 4 or 5 in the first quarter, first half last week, and I mean, real deep balls.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a ton of speed across. There's not just one guy that can go deep. They've got speed everywhere. So I think that opens up a lot of those deep shots for them.
Is there anything that you guys can take from last year's game against them? Obviously, two drastically different teams, but, you know, they've returned pretty much the same roster as last season. Is there anything you can take from last season's game?
Yeah, I mean, they've got a lot of the same players running mostly the same offense, so you can take all that.
But you have healthy secondary.
Yeah, we had guys play really well last year, so, you know, it'll be a battle. It is every week, no matter what team you're playing. You know, there's good players everywhere in this league.
How impressed were you when Terrence moved to safety? Is there much he can't do?
I was going to say it, yeah. I was impressed, but I wasn't surprised. You know, he could put him pretty much anywhere. And he's smart enough, he's physical enough. He plays as hard as anybody. So, yeah, he can do some pretty incredible stuff.
Speaking of healthy secondary, last couple weeks you guys have been kind of banged up. Zendejo, obviously Munnerlyn, but looks like the whole unit's pretty healthy this week. How good is that, obviously?
You know, it's good to have, you know, guys back and guys out there running around. So, you know, this point of the year, you're going to deal with some stuff. It's just part of the game. So you got to try to get back to as healthy as possible and really get back out there.
Harrison, speaking of flexible safeties, have you watched much film on Tyrann Mathieu and just moving around from safety to slot corner, kind of doing whatever in the secondary?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen him on film. He's a playmaker wherever you put him. So whether it's safety or nickel or whatever, blitzing or cover, and he's been making those plays since he was in college, and continues to do those things.